asking us to pray for them. Makiko's mother passed away on September 26th, and on the next day, wake, and on the following day, funeral were held. So they definitely need a prayer. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. And when the year began, earlier in the year, I felt that I want to leave Japan. I want to go back to Kenya because everything was pointing towards, like, my job. I cannot continue with my job, and many things have happened. My parents have died, and just so many things that made me think that I want to go back to Kenya. And I really had that desire, and I began to pray about it, even though I said, okay, I'll go back to Kenya. I will not sign my contract again. And I began to pray, and God just told me to just rest in Him and just ask Him to guide me one day at a time to know what He wants me to do for the time that I'm in Japan, and to wait on Him, because I still don't know if I have to go back to Kenya. I have to find a job to take care of myself and Joyce or something like that. But I thank God because He just gave me to pray, the desire to just pray and wait on Him, and He will take care of what I need to do. He will help me know where I need to move next, if really that's His desire for my life. And I just told God, help me to know what Your will is for my life for today. What do You want me to do for You today? So God told me, Grace, you live in Japan, and I want you to witness for me. Because for a long time, I've not been witnessing, as in, of course, just talking about God and inviting people to church. We do that. But, you know, just really going out to say, I want to tell someone about God. I haven't done it for a long time. Of course, we have reasons. I've been busy writing my paper, you know, traveling for my brother's wedding, for my father's funeral, and all these things just kept me busy, and I didn't talk to anyone specifically about God. But God was telling me, witness for me in Japan. I don't know how long I'm going to be in this country, but I told God, help me to be Your witness, truly. And I talk about God to people as to the best of my ability, and sometimes it's not easy, and it's not that it's easier in Japan. Even in my country, it's not easy to talk about God to people who are not interested, but we do it because God helps us. So today I want to give you the names of three people I want you to pray with. I'm also praying with because of God's move in their life. The name of the first person is Nishikawa. I don't know their other names, but I just know one name. One person is Nishikawa. Another person's name is Fujihara. And a third person's name is Hirono. I just met her today, and I will tell you why I want you to pray for these three people. So God laid it on my heart. I work in Hiroshima University, and the hospital is just next to my building. And there is a park near the hospital where the inpatients go to relax at lunchtime. And I go to this park sometimes when I'm doing my prayers at lunchtime. I go there and I pray. So God told me, Grace, how about just praying with patients, you know, when you see someone and you feel in my heart that I'm directing you to pray with them, just talk to them and pray with them, because they will always be there, because I'm next to the hospital and the patients are always there. So I battled with the idea because I'm afraid. Of course, we are all afraid of approaching strangers, and especially talking about God, you know, things to do with God in Japan. It's not something easy. But I said, since I feel the Spirit of God guiding me to do it, I will go ahead and do it. So on Tuesday, I went to the park, and I said, God, I'm not sure if You want me to do it today or not. If not, I'll just go to the park and pray, as I normally pray, and go back to my work. But when I arrived in the park, I found one patient, and that patient's name is Nishikawa. And I'm scared, because the first thing I see Nishikawa in the park, Okay. I didn't know he's the one I want to pray with, but he was the only patient at that time in the park. The park is very huge, actually. And he's smoking. And naturally, I just don't like people who smoke, honestly. And when I'm around someone smoking, or maybe I go to a restaurant and someone is smoking, I really get pissed up. So I'm thinking, okay, this guy is smoking. And God is telling me to go and pray with him. So how am I going to do this? Probably he's not the one. So I'll wait a bit for another patient to come. But God is telling me this is the person I want you to go and pray with. So I relax and I'm trying to gather the boldness to rise up and go to him. And one more person comes to the park. And this guy is not a patient. I can see he's dressed in a uniform. So he's maybe one of the workers in the construction. And he also came to smoke. So he joins Nishikawa-san on the table and they start smoking and talking. And then I tell God, so now there are two guys. At least one of them I could go. But there are two people. I can't go to talk to two people and pray for them. So I sit on the bench, and one other guy comes and sits on the bench behind me, and he's not a patient. I can tell the patients because they are in uniforms, hospital uniforms, and mostly sandals. So he just comes with some food to give to the birds in the park, and he starts giving the food, and he's not sick, and So I'm saying, okay, this guy is alone. Maybe I should just go and pray with this guy and go back to my work. But then God is telling me, no, I told you to pray with a patient in the park. So at that time, it's around 1. I took my lunch at around 1. So that time is around 1:25. So I said to God, if you really want me to pray with this guy, I don't know his name at that time, but he's Nishikawa-san. Lord, if you really want me to pray with Nishikawa-san, please let the other guy who came to smoke with him move away from the bench, at least within 5 minutes, because I need to go back to work now. You know, I'm just talking to God. Maybe not good, but I don't know. So I sit and say, if it's this guy, I'll go and pray with. God will send this other guy away. And, you know, you're just praying something that might be impossible in your eyes. But God, if God has sent you to do something, he'll truly make the way for you to do it. So this other guy packed his stuff and he walked away from the bench. And I looked at my watch. It was exactly 5 minutes later, 1:30. And my time is shortening. The park is maybe 10 minutes away from my workplace or so. So I'm seeing my time is gone. And the guy just walked away at 1:30. And so I say, oh, so that means God wants me to pray with this Nishikawa-san. So I stood up and said, just God, give me strength. Give me the words. My Japanese is not so good. So that's, of course, one of the challenges we have in Japan as foreigners. Most of us don't speak very good Japanese. But God still wants to use our broken Japanese to touch someone. So I walk to him, and he stopped smoking. Of course, he kept his cigarette, and I introduce myself, and I tell him, I ask him his name, of course, and he told me, my name is West River. Then, okay, I didn't connect that West River means Nishikawa, so I'm still confused. Why is he telling me an English name? Then he just saw I was confused, and he told me, I meant Nishikawa. And we just pick up a conversation, you know, and he was not that guy I thought he is, you know. He's so friendly and so welcoming. And so I asked him, what are you suffering from? He told me he has a liver disease, and it's such amazing because I'm doing research in liver disease. So even the doctor who is treating him is my colleague, you know. I didn't know this. So we just pick up a conversation from there, and we talk about so many things. Of course, I tell him I come from Kenya. I like relaxing in the park during lunchtime, and we pick a conversation, and I'm just telling God, so help me know how I reach to prayer, and so we can finish this conversation. And God really helped me. I just told him, I felt like I pray with you. If you don't mind, I want to pray with you. I believe in Jesus, and I want to pray for you. I believe Jesus is the healer, and he can heal you, and he can save you. And he said, oh, you're a Christian. My mother is a Christian. So, wow. He showed the sign of the cross while he was saying Christian, so I assumed we didn't talk much. So I assumed he meant maybe his mother is Catholic. I don't know. We didn't talk so much. I didn't have so much time. But I told him, so would you like me to pray with you? He said, yes. So I told him, just believe that Jesus is your healer, and he will heal you, and he loves you very much. And just a short sermon with my broken Japanese. And he accepted, and we held hands, and I prayed with him. So his name is Nishikawa-san. Please pray for him. And he was, I think, checking out the next day or something out of the hospital. I think that's what he told me. And that was it. I left. And that was on Tuesday now. And on Friday, I went again to the park. Of course, I can't go every day, just sparing some small time to do it because I felt God is leading me to do this. So I went on Friday and I met another patient again. He just happens to be smoking, but now I begin to like people who are smoking. So I go again to him because most of them smoke. And interestingly, they have liver disease. They are smoking. I don't know if there's a connection, and I don't want to judge about that, but I go to him. This second guy, his name is Fujihara, he was actually checking out the same day, or he told me, "Kyoka ashita," the doctor will tell me to leave today or tomorrow. And of course, I was afraid again. I almost missed him. He almost left the park, and I would really regret, but I did the same thing to him. I prayed for him. I don't know these people. I may never meet them again, but I thank God for them, and I just want you to pray for me because I want to do this. I feel like God has wanted me to do this. For all these years I've been in Hiroshima University, I never thought that I can spend my time in the park. I just eat my lunch on my desk. I have 1 hour free time, but I thought, wow, it would be so good if I can just pray with someone. So just pray for me. I hope to do this maybe once or twice a week, depending on how busy I am. And pray for these people that God will move in their hearts, you know, and God will heal them, you know. Some people in Japan don't want to believe in God. But if it's through healing, that they will experience the power of Jesus and then think and remember the healing and connect it to him, let it be so. And I told you the third person is Hirono. I met Hirono-san just this morning. I said this testimony in the Japanese service, and she heard me talk about smoking. And she came to me after the church and said, "Grace, I smoke also." Because she heard me talking about smoking, and I don't know how it connects to her, but, and today was her first time in church, and she's telling me about smoking, and she came to church because her boyfriend lives in Aichi, and he's a Christian, so he visited her in Hiroshima and brought her to church today, and then she could hear me talking about the things that I went through this week, and she just told me, "I felt like talking to you after church," and the good thing, we were with other Japanese sisters around, and so they could also talk to her and encourage her about God. And we were actually able to pray with her this morning because it seems like she has a love for God. And so remember her in your prayers. She's not yet a believer, but somehow God brought her here today, and we were able to interact because of the topic of smoking, and that God will save her. So thank you so much. I will also pray for you. I hope that you can also ask God to witness to someone. It's not easy. You know, it's not something you just go ahead and do it. The Spirit of God has to lead you, and you just have to tell God, "I'm willing. Show me whom you want me to talk to. Show me whom you want me to tell, to pray for." Some people might just need our prayers. We just tell them we are praying in Jesus' name. We don't speak so much Japanese, but a little weak. I told them I can't pray in Japanese. I'll try to pray half in Japanese and half in English. So you can imagine I was praying half English and some broken Japanese, but I believe prayer works. So whatever it is, let it be to the glory of God. Thank you so much.
Hello, I'm Art. We asked for prayers last week about the dog and the chickens, and those prayers were answered. So one of my good friends is taking the dog. He used to have a cat that died, and he lives by himself. And so I think he's really actually excited to take care of it. And then one of our friends who's a rice farmer, who's like constantly busy, when the harvest is over in October, he won't have a lot to do. So he's also building a house about 300 meters from our house, so he'll be there every day, and it's really convenient for him to just come by and take care of the chickens. So thanks for your prayers. Katsuya was able to come and stay overnight, which was awesome, and he got to meet two other guys who I'm close with, Kenji, who's the potter, who's taking care of our dog, and Masa, who's a musician, and they both have, all three of them have lived overseas in the West and have come back and have experienced similar challenges, and it was really neat to get to get Katsuya together with these two guys with similar experiences and get my two friends together with a Japanese Christian. And so I don't know if Katsuya would like to share at all, but it would be nice. He really liked Owasa, and so we just want to pray for Katsuya's future to see if it might be something that's in God's plan to have him come out, and if there is a job available speaking English. So just pray for God's providence for Katsuya's future. It would be awesome to get more Christians out there, and I think it's really, really important to have Japanese Christians, and so I think that'd be a huge blessing, and, you know, we're not sure at this point, but Owasa is a great place. I'm a fan, and Masa, our friend, had brought over some Australians that were staying with him. Actually, it's a Japanese Australians, and they were just sitting around, and he had his friend who's a Buddhist monk, and one of the Australians, the grandmother was Christian, and obviously we're Christian, but he says, you know, look at this, you know, bringing all these people here in this beautiful place, and he really said that, like, I really feel like this is heaven on earth, which is a high compliment, but I think, you know, it's our job to bring heaven down to earth. You know, that's the whole point of leading a Christian life, is that we can help bring this world closer to heaven and instead of closer to hell. And there's a lot of people that are bringing it closer to hell. And so we're really encouraged by that, because that's really what we see our purpose as, is bringing heaven, a taste of heaven, down to earth. And to have someone kind of notice that without any prompting was really encouraging. We're excited to go back to the States. There's a lot to do. We are very behind on fundraising, so please pray that there would be very many new donors who would like to support us financially and in prayer. There's a lot of friends and family and connections that we have to do. There's a lot of food that I have to eat. Might be the most important part. We're really excited to go back. And, just keep praying that everything will go smoothly. Now that we have all our bases covered, we'll have kind of 2 weeks of not craziness, except for U.S. passport. So just please pray that U.S. passport will go smoothly. We're going tomorrow to apply for it. That's it. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Darcy. I just wanted to add a couple of things to what Art was saying. And one was that, like, God handled the dog, he handled the chickens, he handled, like, the scheduling to actually get to visit with my sister and her family in the States. But God did those things last week when Art and I really, like, Art had a Sabbath day on Wednesday, I had a Sabbath day on Thursday, and I feel like God just handled it from, like, our just being at rest, which is, like Grace is like, you can just ask God, just rest there. And out of that, like, what are you going to do in the future? Just in a place of rest. Like, God just still is working for us and, like, loving us. So I was so moved by that. So we'll be here still two more Sundays before we go to the States. We leave on October 15th, and we come back November 21st. So you'll see us a couple of times still before we head out. So sorry, you got to deal with us a few more weeks. One last thing, I was sharing how our friend Masa brought some friends over to our farm yesterday, and one of the friends he brought over is, like, the mother, actually, one of the friends he went to high school with, and this mother, Kay-san, is a Christian. She's been a Christian for, like, 30 years, and she's, like, hanging out with our friend Masa, and Masa's like, oh, I thought you really liked to meet Kay because Kay's also bilingual. She lived in England for 8 years and all this stuff. I thought you would like to meet because she's a Christian. And I'm like, like, it's always thrilling. You know how thrilling it is to meet another Christian in Japan. To meet a Japanese Christian is like treasure. And Masa, our friend Masa, brought this woman, and we just had this party, like, we just talking about this and that, and God this, that, and she was sharing how she became a Christian. I just want to encourage you, like, as Grace is talking about witnessing, so this woman was going, she didn't even realize that, that Kaysan didn't realize she was depressed, and she was talking to this friend in Osaka, and the friend's like, well, just come and visit. This Kay lives in Tokyo, and just come and visit, and like, and as soon as Kay gets there, this friend just is talking about Jesus, 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 the whole time. And she's like, we're walking in crowded places in Osaka, and it's noisy and busy, and my friend is still talking about Jesus. And she's like, so I was supposed to stay that night at my friend's house, and I called a different friend in Osaka and stayed with her. I was so sick of hearing Jesus, 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 Jesus. And then later, you know, so she goes back to Tokyo, and then later the same friend from Osaka like sends a letter with like, oh, and I just wanted you to know, like I looked for like, for churches that are near where you live, and so I just wanted to send a list of a few churches that are convenient to you, and oh, churches, churches, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But then Kay is kind of like, maybe just go to one. And the church she went to is a new church plant, and she went there 35 years ago, and she is a member there today. And she went, and she was given a Bible, and she opened the first verse, Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and she said, there's a God. Of course there's a God. She'd been an atheist. And she reads that one verse, and she believes in God. And she said that the Bible at that point seemed to glow. Like, But I think whatever happened in that moment for her, like that moment is so marked on her because of whatever supernatural experience she had. And she tells the pastor, right? She's like, I believe in God. He's like, well, do you know Jesus Christ? No. Should I know Jesus Christ? And this church just like took her along, right? All because this friend of hers in Osaka was like, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So when we think we do it wrong, maybe we're not doing it wrong. Because God's just going to do it right. But I was so, like, this woman, wow, what a delight to be encouraged. Like, this is, Megumi had undokai yesterday morning. It was his long day. And these friends come over, and there was, like, so many people. It was awesome. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for Kaysan, for her story. Praise the Lord that she's like interacting with Masa for like 4 or 5 days in a row. Like, praise the Lord. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Lord Will. And just a short prayer request for all the persecuted Christians in China, because yesterday I saw a post Facebook and social media, and I saw pastor was being persecuted, sharing the gospel for many people. So while I was we were praising God and singing songs, and I felt I'm so blessed because we have this opportunity to sing songs to God and praise Him with songs. And lately I realized those persecuted Christians also were, for sure, they're also blessed by God. And if, they have this chance to always have this God's presence and experience the comfort of God. And for sure, they're also thinking of considering it as a pure joy. So I think we also have to pray for them. Yes, that's all. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Katsuya. I'm the one who Darcy and Art have been talking about. I was born in Shizuoka. Just to tell you my background, I was born in Shizuoka when I was 10 years old. Because of my dad's job, the entire family moved to Texas. And I was there for a total of about 15, maybe 16 years. I was a teacher, music teacher, band director in Texas for a year. And there's been a lot of things that happened. When I was in high school, it's been a struggle just being in a different country and just having, I guess, difference. Just the way I look, the way I talk was different from, you know, being in a different country. But the ones who really been nice to me were the Christians, and they really witnessed me, and I felt the love of God and Jesus, so I became a Christian. And I think those great things, when I visited Oasa last weekend, I've been back in Japan for 7 years, and I've been struggling again, because it's really difficult to find brothers and sisters in Christ. But I see that what Art and Darcy's been doing also, I think great things are happening. And I'm really glad to see that. And for me, it was a nice, relaxing time. And this week, although my job, I work as an English teacher. I teach kindergarten up to high school. I'm involved in all levels. And difficult at times, but knowing that there are people who are praying for me, and that God has been helping me, and He will continue to help me. It's been a very, very relaxing, comfortable time this week. So thank you so much for inviting me, and I'll be praying for you and your ministry up in Osa, and if you could keep them in your prayers, and that their travel in the U.S. would be comforting, relaxing, and also blessed, and that they would have more, that their ministry become more influential in the northern part of Hiroshima. So, thank you.
I'll feel a whole lot better on Wednesday if I knew you guys were praying for me. I have a dentist appointment at 10:30, and this is the first time in Japan that I'll be seeing a dentist, and I hate dentists. Well, I hate dental work. The dentists aren't so bad, but I don't do well at the dentist, so if I had your prayers, I'd feel a whole lot more courageous and blessed.
Hi, I'm Kevin. Kevin, Calvin, some people call me that. Hatsukaichi Fukae church work, they did a sounding a couple of weeks ago where they checked the soil samples for hardness, basically, and the property is quite soft. The dirt is soft. So we had an extra expense again, but not as big as we thought it would be. We'll have to actually have large iron sleeves put into the ground. I think 30 large sleeves to support the foundation. So we won't be able to just put the foundation on the earth. We'll have to bore the iron sleeves into the ground until they hit bedrock, and then the church will be fine. And still trying to decide on a name. If you have a little piece of paper, you can write your desire for the church's name and slip it into Pastor Hiroshi's box downstairs. We've had some pretty interesting ones. The one I heard this morning was Fukae Grape Church. That's grape as in fruit, grape, yeah. That was kind of fun. So if you have an interesting name for the church, it's near Miyajima, it's in Hatsukaichi, and you narrow it down a little more, the area is called Fukae, Fukae. So So just to give you some ideas. We'll be meeting again soon to talk about names and things like that. Keep praying. Still have financial obligations and challenges, and we want the neighbors to really be receptive to what's going on. We've decided on the colors and all that stuff, but thanks for your prayers.
Hey, I want to thank Grace. Thank you so much for sharing your burden and your God's opportunities for witnessing. I really take that to heart, too. When I first came to Japan, I was teaching in a conversation school, and all the lessons are monitored. They have microphones in the ceiling. And the last 5 minutes of every lesson, they're usually one-on-one in that school. They said, anything the student asks you, just make it free time, so you can talk about anything, any questions you have. No, the last 5 minutes is not structured at all. And I had a New Testament on my desk, and the student asked me, excuse me, teacher, the 5 minutes was there. I said, anything, we're free time now. Can I ask you a question? You're a Christian, right? I said, yeah. She said, please explain to me tulip. And for those of you who know what that is, and I was being monitored, and I thought, okay, well, I'm just a new teacher here. I better follow the rules and answer her question. So I know Chris is shaking his head, Pastor Kevin shaking his head. I went through tulip. I'm sorry, Pastor Chris. I'm sorry, Kevin. But God uses all things. And I think what I took away from that, from Grace's share, is for those of you who don't know, it's okay. Ask Pastor Kevin or Pastor Chris what it is. Ask Chris what it is, and he'll give you the real lowdown on it. But anyway, you never know what someone is wanting to know. You never know who has a question or a desire or an interest. Someone you might, like you said, Grace, you may never imagine that person's not interested at all, anything to do with Christianity, and you might be totally wrong. So I have to take that to heart, Grace, and next time I'm not going to talk about tulip, I promise. So I'll talk about the gospel. But I said I would share myself, so I wrote down a few things to share. So our son Micah, my wife talked to Debbie that Micah's living with his family in Shiga Prefecture, and the wife's name is Debbie, and Toshi talked to Debbie, and Debbie has told her just this past week that Debbie is planning to give one of her old laptop computers to Micah, let him use it, just let him keep it in his room, and then she wants to give him some work to do. She hasn't done that yet, but she's decided to go ahead and give him the opportunity. She thinks that, you know, he needs something to do, and she's got lots of like online work type of stuff that she'd like to offer him some of that. So that's her plan, and I think that's true. We say idle hands are the devil's workshop, and if a person has nothing to do, it's usually not a good thing. So that's her plan. I'm going to pray that God will use her effort that way. Our son still needs a license, there's been no progress on that front. He's got to come back here to Hiroshima because his juminhyo, his residency, is for Hiroshima. So he's got to come back here for that. So I haven't been here for a few weeks. I don't know if you've noticed that. I haven't been here a few weeks. It's been because of the weddings, just the conflicts with wedding schedules. And I feel like it's really hard for me. So I do weddings on weekends and holidays because we need the money, but I told my wife, I don't think we need the money that much. I've got to do something. I've got to make a change. Tomorrow's the deadline for turning in my availability for November, and I always, every 2 months in advance, we tell them when we're available to do weddings. So I already decided I'm going to block off my Christian fellowship and church time that, and ask them, please don't give me weddings at that time. And so I'm going to pray here today for myself as well and our family, because God does provide. And I do need the fellowship here. I really need all of you. So I'm going to pray for myself for that. Please pray for me too. At lunchtime, I talked to a member of our Japanese church, Miss Nagata, about something she's been involved in for a long time. It relates to Christian small groups. I don't know if any of you are familiar with a pastor named Rick Warren. Well, it was a program that started at his church. It spread to many churches. It's small groups. Christians meet in small groups for deeper sharing, accountability, and help with struggles that they have, special particular struggles. Grace, you mentioned about Miss Hirono, is that right? The one that was struggling with smoking. And it could be anything, the way they describe it, hurts, hang-ups, and habits, anything a person struggles with that maybe they would not feel free to share with the whole church, but they would feel much freer in a small group setting. And Miss Nagata has done that in her home, and she has experience with that kind of thing in those programs. And so I'm trying to work with her to see if there might be a potential at Mitaki. It would have to be a mixed group. What I mean is, it would have to be Japanese and foreigners if it were a group, because there are just not enough people to have groups going. If you separate it too much, it's always separated men and women. Men and women would be in separate groups. I don't know if any of you are familiar with these kinds of groups. In America, they're called recovery groups. They're sometimes called step groups. A man in Rick Warren's church, John Baker, I think his name is, he and the pastors there created an 8-step. They're all Bible-based. They're all based on teachings from the Bible of how people can integrate biblical principles into their lives to grow, to change, to develop, to be free of the struggles that have been really dragging them down. So it's all biblical, this program. And whether it would be following that program or something similar to it, we're talking about that now. And I told her my plan is I'd like to present this to a pastor. I have two pastors right here. So I'll be presenting it to somebody, talking to somebody about it. But we pray that if it's God's will, that maybe something could be started at Mitaki. And if anyone is interested in that, please come up and talk to me afterward. I need a lot of help, and I'm going to ask your prayer for this. I'm not good at organization. Organizing things. It's a real weak point of mine. I struggle with it a lot. If you look at my car downstairs, you'll see it right away. I'm just not good at it. In my office, I've borrowed the empty office next to mine. I probably have a dozen boxes filled with stuff in that office. And another teacher is moving in there for next year, not now, but before the next school year. I just really ask your prayers, and I know I need to ask some. I've asked people for help in the past. It's been a great help to me. Others that helped me sort things through. I just need help with that, and I'm going to pray again for myself on that. Ask your prayers for me too.